Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And in California, the station fire that burned through almost 150,000 acres north of Los Angeles week is now being called arson by officials there. And the death of two firefighters in that fire will now be pursued as homicide. Steve Julian is the Morning Edition host at KPCC in Pasadena. He's been following this story. Steve, arson, of course, means it was intentional. This was not somebody's campfire left unbanked, correct?
Oh, that's true, although sometimes it could be an accidentally set fire, and still there can be some negligence involved in an arson charge, and that could also result in a murder charge afterward if somebody dies during the commission of the crime.
What kind of evidence are they pointing to say that this is arson, if any?
Well, they won't say. They haven't arrested anybody yet that they've announced, at least, and so they're keeping the evidence quiet, keeping it close to the vest. Although one person close to the investigation said anonymously that they found some sort of incendiary device at the point of origin where the fire broke out in the forest.
And with the death of two fighters, this again involves the homicide squad as well. Have we heard anything from the homicide squad about the pursuit of an investigation in this case?
They'll work in tandem with arson investigators and with the county fire department as well to find out what evidence they have and then pursue whatever leads they can find. Now, the fire apparently started at a turnout in the road up Angeles Crest Highway at mile marker 29. It's a few miles north of the city of La Cañada, but as far as what evidence they have, how they'll proceed, they're not talking yet.
And certainly since we don't have any evidence, we also wouldn't have any idea of what the motivation would be for starting this fire.
And that's very true. Whether there was a motive or not, sometimes these are accidentally set. Yet they found some sort of evidence, according to the anonymous source, that there was an incendiary device there. So that implies that it might have been intentionally set.
Now, Steve Julian, let's talk about that. Based on what they're saying, would the suspicion of homicide include the possibility of manslaughter, which would be a lesser charge? Or is it pretty much second degree murder and above is all they're considering based on this evidence from this source?
Well, any time a crime is committed in California and somebody dies during the commission of that crime, the suspect, if arrested, can be tried for murder. Now, what happens when they get all the evidence and find out who the suspects are or suspect is and go to court, prosecution can decide how to proceed with whatever charge. So it would be premature to say how they'll head in that direction.
And I assume they're at some point going to try and pursue them to get some kind of monetary damages for the millions of dollars it cost to fight this fire, though I can't imagine them collecting that amount of money.
Steve, that often happens.
Steve Julian is the Morning Edition host at KPCC in Pasadena, giving us details on the station fire north of Los Angeles. It's now being ruled an arson by authorities. Steve, thanks for joining us this morning.
And 38% contained.
Yeah, so which I assume is only going to improve even further as we go through the days ahead.